How's it going?
Good. Nice to see you.
Good to see y'all again.
Josh, what was it like when you got word from the league that they were going to reinstate you and you got that letter?
I was really excited. I actually got a phone call. I saw it on Bleacher Report. And then I was definitely excited, man. I was tremendously happy, for sure, elated.
Can you explain why you're still serving four more games after a year out? Have they explained that to you?
No, I can't explain that. But, you know, that's something you definitely probably got to take up with Roger Goodell, whoever's in charge of that. I'm not for certain.
What was that meeting like with Goodell in New York, sitting down with him and trying to make your case to be let back in?
Honestly, it was I was honored to meet him. I never met him before. It was a great experience. I think I was open and honest with him. You know, he was down to earth, him as well as Mr. Birch. They were willing to hear me out on all points, and I was grateful for the opportunity. I think I got off my chest things I was desperately trying to, you know, convey. I think he understood that and was, willing to come to some sort of agreement with me, and that's the reason as to why I'm out here now.
Josh, we've had this conversation with you several times. How do you, this time, really prove that you are going to not make another mistake?
Mm-hmm. Well, it definitely can't be done here at the podium, that's for sure. You know, nothing really gets done here, but out there on the field, I can do everything I came here to do on the field and by my actions, but nothing through what I say can do much, you know, that's for certain. But, you know, with the support that I have here through Mr. Haslam, through the team, through the coaches, through the players here, that showed me an extreme amount of support and love. I can only do that by showing it back to them.
Josh, were you always confident that the Browns would welcome you back this time?
I was not. Over the period of time, I didn't know what to expect. You know, unexpected of my future with the Browns, how long I'd be here or whatever contractually. But I was grateful to be back here. They definitely have things heading the right direction. I have yet to see an organization look this good, head in the right direction at any team. So I'm definitely glad to be a part of this one specifically.
Josh, after sitting out for more than a full season, where's your level of confidence at that you can return to what we saw, you know, a few years ago?
You know, I'm really not looking backwards. I'm not looking too much into the past. Performance-wise, I'm definitely looking towards 2016 and doing what I can now and hopefully 2017 and more years to come and get better and build upon whatever basis we have here now. And the strength and conditioning staff here, the equipment that you see behind you is state of the art. You know, Jimmy hasn't withheld any expense towards making sure that me as well as the rest of the teammates here get the most of the opportunity. And I think that's what I could do here coming up this season, hopefully.
What changes are you?
The journey that you've been on the last 2 years, how are you? Are you a different person at all? And if you are, how? What's changed?
No, I definitely think I'm a different person. If you haven't changed over a period of time, it's definitely a bad thing. I think me standing here is a testament to that. You know, most people might not see it that way. You know, that's just comes to the territory of me being who I am, considering my past. But I'm only, like I said, looking towards the future. And hopefully people can see that through what I do here in the community as well as in the football field.
But are there things you can tell us that are different? I mean, is there an approach that's different? Are there things
like I said, there's not too much I could tell people. That'll make people believe, you know. To my fans, I just want to show them, like I said, in the community, I want to be there for them. Like this team and this owner, Mr. Haslam and Mrs. Haslam, who spoke today, and they're very profound about what exactly they want this organization to become. And to live up to that, it means a lot.
You know, you've told us the same thing other times, Josh, that, mm-hmm. you know, standing here at the podium, you could say the words and all that, doesn't mm-hmm. matter. So how... Is it really difficult for you to not fall off track?
No, definitely not. Like I said, I had a great support staff here, more so than I've ever felt before, you know. And it plays a part on both sides, me wanting to give in to that support and allow them to help me, and me wanting to be helped, you know, as opposed to before me trying to be selfish or do things on my own. I want to buy into an organization of love and caring, providing facility and people here that want to do the most that they can and do everything they can to help us, is what they're trying to tell us today. But that's what I want to be a part of, and that's what's going to help me do it, so that's what I'm here for.
So would you say in the past you rejected help?
In the past, I've been a selfish player. You know, I'll definitely admit that. I want to do things my way. You know, as a young man, that's just kind of how you see. You don't really want to make time to do other things. But, you know, things turn around. People change. It's possible to change. It takes people some learning. But eventually you get to that point. I think I have.
Do you think you've had some semblance of maybe a wake-up call or an epiphany or, you know, something of that nature?
Yeah, I'm sure you can say that. I'm sure you can say that, definitely, whatever you want to call it. For sure, you know, but you definitely get that sense of need to do something important with your life. And with my career, considering my age and how much time I've been out and how much time I got left, nobody knows. So I need to capitalize on that, not only for myself, but for the well-being of my family, and be there for this team that held me together and allowed me to come back, which I'm very grateful for.
Can you talk about your relationship with Johnny Manziel, and you know, maybe, you know, how you feel about where he's at right now, and you know, when we would see, or at least when I would see you out with him, it was a concern because he never seemed to be doing the right things, and it seemed like maybe that could be not a good situation for you. But then you were just kind of with him again. Mm-hmm. Just can you kind of take us through your relationship with Johnny and that whole thing?
It's difficult to take people inside that relationship, but that's one of my good friends. I'm always going to be there to support him. You know, and that's what I'm trying to do, and that's what he wanted to do for me. You know, we're definitely two different people headed down two different paths, and we'll all reach our outcome at a different point in time. But that's my friend, first and foremost. But for sake of my career, I have to do what I have to do. And for him going through what he has to go through to get where he needs to be, that's on him. And I'll definitely be there for him regardless, you know, of the media. But I have to do what's right for me right now, and he has to do what's right for him.
Do you feel like you've had maybe some negative influences in your life over the last couple of years, and have you maybe taken some steps to try and eliminate those temptations and negative influences?
I think negative influences around us all, each and every day, especially us young men here, experiencing this much freedom for the first time in most of our lives. But at this point, you know, I'm back. In the football season, the swing of things, I'm really just focused on being here and playing football and enjoying the moment here and having no distractions, as we discussed in our team meeting, no distractions. And that's something I believe we're all working very hard on to staying committed to do right by Mr. Haslam and Mrs. Haslam, and make this organization something that Cleveland could be proud of.
Were you at that house Manziel rented in Hollywood where the two-day party allegedly took place? There were some pretty nasty photos on social media.
I'm not sure about that. I've definitely been around him. I hung out with him. Like I said, he's my friend. But I'm definitely not sure.
Could you talk about what you did?
That you're lockering next to Robert Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
Was he just a teammate, or is he a good friend? Has your relationship changed in any way since?
He's the reason why I committed to Baylor in 2009. That's one of my best friends. It's not a mistake that my locker's next to his. He looks out for me. That's part of my support staff that I was mentioning. Guys I know I can lean on and count on. I know he's a big brother in that regard. And as much as I need him, as everybody else in this building needs him just as much.
Time for just a couple more. Quad injury. Where did that come from?
It happened early. I did it on my own training before I got here, and just trying to work out, keep
in
shape.
Recently,
or a couple weeks ago, not that long ago.
Josh, what are you talking about football-wise? What have you done football-wise in the last year, since that 15th game of 2014?
Since that last game, football-wise, I've been working out, honestly, for a long time, kind of just blindly, you know, just keep going at it, just seeing what happens the next day. And in preparation for this time right now, not knowing if it was coming or when it was coming, but just knowing I had to stay ready for something at some point. And I think it benefited me in a major way to make sure I don't fall behind the eight ball too far.
Were you catching footballs from anybody or anything? Or?
I definitely was. I had some quarterbacks. That came to the facility. Actually, a major contributing factor to my workout plan was Exos in Carson, California. They had a lot of athletes that come through there that I worked out with and had camaraderie with, and did some wide receiver drills and caught some passes, so yes.
Josh, being out of the game for this time one entire year and thinking that, you know, perhaps maybe you were never going to get back into the game, do you feel like that was a major, major turning point for you? And it made you hungry enough to just never, ever want this to happen again?
Yeah, I think that's something most people can never relate to, being out of work for that long. It's humbling, if anything. It's definitely something I never experienced before. I don't think anybody would want to. I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. But the point has definitely got across to me, clear as day. And it's not a place you want to go back to or ever get to. And I'm grateful. Like I said, I'm thankful to be here in Cleveland, and I believe this is where I belong.